theme from Bachelor Party,
Wendy? Do you remember
Wendy?
This movie?
I do remember this movie. Tom Hanks and one of our generation's greatest actors, Adrian Zemed.
I am a total Zemed head.
Yep. Well, it's funny you play the theme from Bachelor Party, Wendy, because everyone has their favorite Bachelor Party story. Will Novak is on the line. Will Novak, you are my favorite Bachelor Party story of all time, far and away. You've become a folk hero, all from an accidental email that you received on January 7th. First of all, thank you for being here. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you guys aren't freezing to death.
We are.
Not yet. Tomorrow it's going to get worse.
It's cold.
Oh, boy. It's 30 below 100 here.
So you're in Arizona right now, right?
30 below 100.
I'm in Phoenix.
So 70?
Yeah.
That's really funny,
yeah, exactly,
Will.
Yeah.
It's 70. But with the wind chill factor, it feels like 68. So
yeah,
don't get too excited.
Intolerable.
Yeah. All right, let's start out with this email that you received 3 weeks ago, January 7th. You get an email. Explain away for people who don't know the story, Will, because I love this.
Yeah, so basically the email said, like, urgent, reply right away, Angelo's bachelor party, and it was all in caps with lots of exclamation points, and I thought to myself, I don't know anyone named Angelo, and I didn't recognize the email address, and I sort of thought it was like a scam email because it seemed so desperate for people to open it, but
sure.
I don't know, for some reason I opened it anyway, and I started reading through, and it was talking about this bachelor party in Vermont, and there was going to be skiing, and we're going to wear crazy 1980s outfits and wigs and neon colors, and then I noticed at about the bottom of the email it said people we haven't heard back from yet, and one of the names was William Novak, my name.
Yeah.
And then I realized, of course, obviously these guys have a friend with my same name, and they must have made a typo in the email.
It's a fairly common name. I have to tell you, I have a great uncle with that very same name. So that name is a very, it's out there, right?
Yeah, for sure. Novak is like the Smith of like Czech Republic and Slovakia.
Yeah.
It's pretty common. So instead of just ignoring it, I wrote back a really silly long email being like, listen, I don't know Angelo. Vermont is a long way from Phoenix. I don't know how to ski. All that being said, count me in. I'm there for Angelo. He's my man. I want to send him off in style. And I wrote this big goofy email about, like, we can stay up all night and play video games and talk about girls and do Sudoku puzzles. And I was just sort of treating it like it was a slumber party. And I didn't hear anything for 2 days. And then 2 days later, the guys organizing it wrote back and said, hey, you might think this is a joke, but we're not joking. You seem great. Come on down. And it kind of took off from there.
Well, I have to say, in your description of what you could do at the bachelor party, that sounds like nothing but fun. If I was them and I read that, I'd go, yeah, that's a guy we want.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm
for a bachelor
I'm a dorky
party,
35-year-old
yeah.
dad. I mean, yeah.
All right. Now,
bachelor party was very video game heavy, but I'm a dork.
Oh, what? Well, that's all right. That's all right.
So are we?
Yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah. All right. So money became something of an issue. You're a family man. Every dollar counts. How did you figure you'd get the money for this trip?
Yeah, so my wife was like, she gave me her blessing. She's like, go ahead, but, you know, we just spent our life savings remodeling. We have a historic house and expanding onto it, and I have a 10-month-old baby. And my friend Jeff said, hey, why don't you do a GoFundMe? Those work. And so I calculated the cost of the trip to be $750. I put up a GoFundMe, and within 2 hours it had funded, and even it surpassed the funding goal. So it was once that happened, I was like, well, shoot, I've put it out into the public domain now that I'll do this if it's funded. So it's funded, so I was in.
You surpassed it by a lot, not by a couple of dollars, by thousands of dollars, right?
Right, yeah. We got up to like $4,300. So once you take out my $750 and take out all the GoFundMe fees, the rest of it I'm going
to give to Angelo.
Deposits in my, yeah, give to Angelo, the groom-to-be and his bride. And his bride is actually expecting a baby. So they're going to get a check for like $3,100 to help start them off on their new life. That's awesome.
Oh. Why
are you really doing that?
Yeah.
That's so nice of you. That's so nice of you. Will, why do you think people who don't know you would give you money for this quest? What do you think was going on in their heads where they heard the story and they went, yeah, my money's his money. I'll pass it over. What was that all about?
I've gotten a lot of messages and emails from people, and I think they're just, you know, with government shutdown and things so politicized and people fighting all the time and not getting along, they were just charmed by the fact that two, you know, different people from different sides of the country that might have different backgrounds, different political beliefs, different religious beliefs, whatever, could put all that aside and just go skiing and have a bachelor party and have fun and get along. That was kind of the message I got a lot from a lot of people, was just that they were happy to see people be friendly.
Was the real Will Novak there? Did you get to meet him?
He was. He goes by Bill Novak, and he's super nice. And the funny thing is, actually, if everyone there was 20 guys, he and I probably clicked the most. We like all the same music, the same bands, we have the same political beliefs. I was like, holy cow, he's like my long-lost twin. It was very strange.
All right, first of all, it's kind of weird that you got a response, you know, the little goofy response that you sent. You know, you said you didn't get anything for a couple of days. I'm sure you weren't expecting to hear back from them, were you?
No, I thought either they would ignore it or they would write back and be like, ha-ha, that was a funny email. Thanks for making us laugh. Sorry about the mistake. I didn't expect a real response.
And when you got it, how great is your wife to say, sure, go hang out for the weekend. I'll handle the 18-month-old while you're hanging out with complete strangers.
Yeah, my wife has an amazing sense of adventure. She's super fun. That's why I love her. I mean, she was basically like, look, someone else is going to pay for you to get out of my hair for the weekend? Great.
All right, I guess you put it that way. I agree with her.
Will, a lot of times in these situations, it gets a little cliquish. A lot of those guys have known each other for years and years and years. You're a new entity. Everybody kind of blended with you all right? You got along with everybody?
Yeah, they were super open, and like I said, it was a big group. There was 20 guys, so there was always someone to kind of hang out with and get to know.
Sure.
And then they're all like, they skied in high school and in college on like the ski team. I'm from Phoenix. I've skied once.
Oh.
So on the actual skiing day, they were all up on the Black Diamonds doing jumps and stuff, and I was down on the Bunny Hill trying to figure out, you know, what to do. So I didn't see him much during the actual skiing, but in the evenings we hung out, and they were all very welcoming, very nice. It was great. I got very lucky that they were cool.
Is there a bit of an age difference? Are you a little bit older than them, or not so much?
No, I'm 35, and they ranged anywhere from 32 to actually the groom-to-be is 37.
Oh.
So he's an older groom.
Right in there.
When's
then
the wedding? Yep. When's Angelo getting married?
He's getting married on the 1st of February, and he did invite me, and then we talked more about it, and we thought, you know what? If I show up, there's going to be this like more media, and we didn't want to detract from the bride. So I'm going to give it a pass, but maybe I'll crash the honeymoon.
Bring your Nintendo.
Will you keep in touch with any of these guys? Any friends for life out of this?
I think so. I hope to. I've friended them all on Facebook and stuff, and especially the other Will Novak, Bill. Him and I were actually, right before you called, we were just texting. Like, he's really great, so it's weird.
You know, it's surprising. You can never have too many friends, you know? You can meet them at the strangest places.
Absolutely. Well, and I think the motto of the thing of the weekend kind of became strangers are just best friends you haven't met yet.
Ah,
oh, that's so sweet.
That's beautiful. What about the media attention you've received, Will? The last couple of weeks have got to be a whirlwind for you. What do you make of all this? Are you enjoying it?
Oh, yeah, it's tons of fun. I've talked to all kinds of new people and nice people I never would have talked to. And then, you know, American Airlines helped me out with the flight, and the rental car company upgraded me from a minivan to a Maserati.
Wow.
And a beef jerky company sent us all the beef jerky we could ever eat, and a brewery gave us a ton of free beer. I mean, people are just, they want to be a part of something fun and happy and lighthearted and silly.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we could make people laugh.
How about the fact that you just keep showing up on TV shows, that your story just keeps showing? Every time I turn the TV on, they're telling your story. That's got to be a weird thing for you, huh?
Yeah, it's super weird, and tons of people are following it and messaging me. It's been interesting, too. I've noticed that most of the people that are following predominantly are women ages 35 to 55, mothers.
Really?
I'm not sure what accounts for that, but a lot of moms are following. And then if anyone says anything slightly negative about me online, all these moms jump down their throat. And they're like, you be nice to Will. He's a nice boy. He did a nice thing. So I've got a mom army.
Well, that's good to have. What a great story in this day and age. It's nice to hear something fun and lighthearted. Who will play you in the movie?
I don't know. I mean, sadly, probably the actor that looks the most like me is the one that played Napoleon Dynamite. So, you know.
John Heder.
I love him.
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah, John Heder. Yeah, he's really funny. So, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people have said, this would be a great movie. And other people said, you should host a travel show. You were so fun. So, I mean, I'm open to whatever. So, we'll see.
Are you already getting invitations to other bachelor parties of people who don't know you?
Yes, I've got another bachelor party invitations. Some guy in Texas invited me to come be the grand marshal of a parade. I mean, it's been totally insane. But I mean, if I can make it work financially to get to these places, I'll go. Why not? Let's meet some more folks.
Well, this is just a great story.
And do you have a job, Will, that affords you this sort of travel time? Are you able to do that through your work?
Not really. Luckily, I work a 4/10s schedule, so I have Fridays off.
Oh.
So the ski trip worked out because it was just a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I flew in on Friday morning. So that's nice.
What a great story.
It's so unlikely. Like, honestly, the day before this, on January 6th, you had no idea that your life would change just from opening an email. And then one day later and into today, everything has changed. You're world famous now.
Yeah. It's been crazy. We were on Good Morning America. They talked about it on Late Night with Seth Meyers. They talked about it with you guys. I mean, it's just, it's truly bizarre, and it feels like I'm in a fever dream.
Good. You deserve a fever dream.
Well, enjoy the ride.
Yeah, I am.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. It really is an amazing story. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good rest of your day.
Will Novak, everybody. He'll attend your bachelor party. Send him an email.
How about that?
That's a beautiful story.
Would you have gone?
I would have thought about it.
No, you, I know you. There's no way you would have gone with everybody you didn't know. You would have.
That's the part that's a little strange to me. Like, as if I go, I know one guy. I'll hang out with that guy that I know. But he didn't know any of these people at all. Zero.
I could see you responding to with a funny, maybe snarky email,
right,
but a goofy one.
Right.
But then when it came back, like, hey, well, why don't you come? I'm good.
Yeah. But you see stories every now and then about, you know, a phone call that's gone wrong. You dial a wrong number and those people have become friends, or people who met under weird circumstances and they either fall in love or something like that. It's such a weird thing that, you know, every force in the universe just happens to line up and it works out that way.
Maybe we all need to let our guard down a little
bit. Yes, that's the key to this. Let your guard down a little bit. You're right. All right, we'll take a break, and then there's a lot more show. Stick around. Oh, you want to reach us? You can, 312-981-7200. It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and it's WGN.